The Senate has passed a bill that makes it a separate federal crime to kill a fetus in the commission of a violent crime against a pregnant woman. The legislation is known as the Unborn Victims of Violence Act. Opponents of the bill say it has more to do with limiting abortion rights than protecting women. Joining us now from the Capitol is NPR's Andrea Seabrook. And Andrea, tell us more about this legislation.
Well, it would apply only to federal violent crimes. For example, a crime committed on federal land, like a park or a military base, or a violent crime against some kinds of federal workers. If in a case like that, a pregnant woman's fetus is injured or killed, the person who committed the crime would be charged for two crimes then, one against the mother and one against the fetus. And so, therefore, you have the unborn victim crime and the mother's crime.
Now, in the discussion of abortion, it's always a question of viability. Is the fetus viable? And at what stage in the development of the fetus is abortion legal? What is this? How does this bill address the question of viability of the fetus?
Yeah, that's a good question. Let me read you some of the language of the bill. It states, quote, and I want to quote here, "A child who is in utero means a member of the species Homo sapiens at any stage of development who is carried in the womb." And so it is significantly different than we've seen in other federal language, where, for instance, in the Roe versus Wade, the landmark Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion, in that decision, the justice's definition of a person did not include people who were unborn. In this will write into federal law the language that any Homo sapiens carried in the womb is considered a person with rights.
This bill has already passed the House. Is President Bush going to sign it?
Yes. The House passed the same bill last month, and so there's nothing to reconcile between the two versions. It goes straight to the president. Mr. Bush wholeheartedly supports it. And he's likely to sign it in the next few days. The bill has had strong backing from the National Right to Life Committee and the Family Research Council, other conservative groups that support the president. Its top opponents have been NARAL, Pro-Choice America, and other abortion rights groups.
And if I understand this correctly, if a woman who were 2 weeks pregnant were killed in a federal crime, that would be a double homicide under this law.
It would. In fact, the law says that the person committing the crime does not have to know that the woman is pregnant in order to be charged with killing the second person.
From what you saw in the debate over this bill on Capitol Hill, is it likely to be very contentious in the political campaigns between now and November, or was there anything approaching unanimity on this?
No, it sure looks like it's going to thrust this issue back into the presidential campaign. For those who thought that it would take a backstage to other social issues like gay marriage, it really looks like it's going right back in this political season. The new law is definitely going to fire up both sides of the abortion debate in the coming months.
Thank you, Andrea.
My pleasure.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook speaking to us from Capitol Hill.